Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Play Your Heart Out by Crystal Caswell. Narrated by Tatiana Sokolov. Chapter 1. The entire bar echoes with the sounds coming from the single-stall bathroom in the corner.
Jess, that one is yours.
Rick points to the shaking bathroom door and hands me a set of manager's keys.
You're off after that.
Great. I'm off after I tell the people fucking in the bathroom to break it up. Oh, yes. Yes. God, Pete. Oh.
Now, Jess.
Rick's voice is dripping with irritation. His gaze is fixed on the cleavage of the copper-haired woman leaning over the bar. What does he have to be irritated about? He's getting laid tonight. Sure, he's not going to get the woman screaming as loud as this peak guy is, but he's not going home alone. I press my eyelids together. Only 2 more weeks working here. My loan will go through. I'll quit this hellhole and officially enroll at USC Law. Life will be under control. My lips curl into a customer service smile. Rick is my boss. I have to be polite. Of course, sir. I take a deep breath and turn towards the bathroom. It's late enough that the bar is down to 12 customers. Half of them are lost in drunken misery. The other half are staring at me, licking their lips in anticipation of the drama about to unfold. Attention from concerned strangers, my favorite. I steel my nerves. This is nothing compared to standing in front of a jury. If I want to be a trial lawyer, I need to learn to project strength and confidence. Oh, God, Pete, you feel so good. A sigh escapes my lips as I tap a knock on the door. Must be nice to be that uninhibited. Is it even possible to enjoy sex that much? It's not like the guy is at an ear-piercing volume. I can barely make out his grunts. Okay, that's enough of listening to the strangers having sex. I knock again. Excuse me, you can't... I'm a grown adult. I can say the word. Engage in sexual activities here. Please get dressed and leave. This does nothing to quiet them. I knock again. Pete, don't stop! The woman squeals. Rick is watching me with that same stern do-my-bidding expression. Damn it. Our bouncer only works weekends. I'm the last cocktail waitress on the floor. Either I take care of this, or I escalate to calling the police. Deep breath. I pound on the fucking door. I have the key. I'm opening the door in 5 seconds. My hands are so sweaty I can barely grip the thing. 5, 4. I slide the key into the lock. 3, 2. I turn it. My fingers curl around the door handle. God help me. 1. I open the door. A tall, broad-shouldered man has a thin brunette pinned against the wall. Her red dress is at her waist. His jeans are at his feet. Even in the dim light of the bathroom, the hard muscles of his ass and legs are clear as day. He's still pumping into her. She's still screaming. No more words. It's a collection of incomprehensible sounds. She claws at the wall, shaking and panting with orgasmic bliss. The guy, Pete, I guess, waits until she's finished. Then he stops pounding and he turns to me. My cheeks flush as our eyes connect. He's handsome. And familiar. Really familiar. He's not a regular. Certainly not from Long Island. I don't know anyone in L.A. Why do I recognize him? I shove my hands into the pockets of my apron. I'm here to accomplish something, and it's not checking out the man whore with an exhibitionist streak. Excuse me, but you can't do that here. Please take a minute to get dressed and leave, or I'll have to call the police.
Can you make it 2 minutes?
He asks with a deep, even voice.
He's ballsy. I'll give him that much.
My gaze is drawn to the tattoo curving around his hip and thigh. Get a grip, Jess. 6 months is a long dry streak, but you don't need to stoop to being some player's sloppy seconds.
I can negotiate, too. 2 minutes if you keep it down.
Thanks.
He turns back to the woman. One hand plants on the wall in front of her. The other stays over her mouth, muffling her groans. He has the decency to wait until I close the door to resume fucking her. Pete, I know him. But how? I do a mental run-through of every dark-haired man I know as I add up my tips. Time to close out with Rick, and to plead for an extra weekend shift. He's sitting with a copper-haired woman, his arm around her waist. Great, I'm interrupting his flirtation. That will put him in a good mood. Someone bumps into me, hard. It's her, the woman from the bathroom. She scowls at me. Thanks a lot. I bite my tongue. Telling her to go to hell is above my pay grade. Better to step out of the way and let her storm off. Besides, she looks embarrassed. I'm not going to rub salt in the wound. I try to step aside, her eyes narrow. She goes out of her way to bump into me again. Shit, my balance falters. I land right on my ass, my glasses sliding off my face. I can't make out any of the details of her expression, but I can hear her frustrated sigh, her loud stomping steps, the cracking of plastic. Damn it, I know that sound. There's no chance my frames are still in one piece. Her footsteps get quieter as she storms out of the bar. Where the hell did my glasses go? I'm about to swallow my pride and launch into a full-on hands-and-knees search when I hear his voice. The man from the bathroom. Pete.
You okay?
He kneels next to me and offers his hand. I stare back at him. Does he really think I'm going to take that hand? God knows where he was touching the girl in the red dress. Where has that been?
Just washed and scrubbed.
Not clean enough. He's close. I can make out his expression. Concern. About me or something else? Your friend ran off. I push myself to my feet. You should hurry if you want to catch her. He looks up at me.
You were wearing glasses.
I rub my eyes. It does nothing to help my vision or my comprehension of the situation. His voice is even. His posture is confident. 3 minutes ago, he was screwing that girl in the bathroom. Now he's worried about my glasses. I can't help but laugh. You noticed what I was wearing while you were pounding the screaming brunette?
Stopped pounding when you opened the door,
he teases.
I guess you did.
He reaches for something on the floor, then pushes himself to his feet.
These are yours.
He holds up my glasses. I squint to make out the damage. They're broken at the bridge. Damn.
You have tape?
He asks. I nod. Yeah, it's through here. I lead him to the back room. After 2 months taking every shift I can get, I know the bar well enough to navigate sans corrected vision. Supplies are in the manager's office. Booth against the wall is the only place to sit. I point everything out to him and slide into the bench seat. A few moments later, he slides into the booth next to me with a roll of tape. My heart beats faster. A flutter builds below my stomach. This beautiful image pops into my head. The two of us in the bathroom, him pressing me against the wall, one hand tugging at my long blonde hair, the other sliding under my skirt. I want to be lost in pleasure the way that woman was. Is it even possible for sex to feel that good?
Here.
His deep voice pulls me out of my thoughts. He holds up my now-taped-together glasses. You're good with your hands, he chuckles.
True.
I didn't mean it like that. His laugh gets deep.
Years of playing the bass guitar does good things for your dexterity.
The bass guitar? No. He can't be Pete Steele, the bassist of the alternative rock band Sinful Serenade. They're Madison's favorite band. Her wall is covered in pictures of them, and especially pictures of the enigmatic bassist.
These will hold for tonight.
His deep brown eyes meet mine.
I'll buy you new glasses tomorrow.
You're going to buy me glasses?
My fault, these are broken.
What if I never want to see you again?
Then you wouldn't have let me help you.
I bite my lip. I can't afford new glasses, and I can't work with these for long. But seeing him again is dangerous. His proximity has my body buzzing. Will I really be able to resist him? Last thing I need is some player breaking my heart, even if he is rock star bassist Pete Steele. What if I have a policy of rejecting players who get into fights? I ask.
You getting at something?
Have you ever heard of asking? He nods. That's it, a nod. I wipe my hands on my apron. Are you going to ask?
If it will make you feel better about how badly you want to say yes.
Damn, he's cocky. I usually hate that kind of thing, but on him, it's sexy. I swallow hard. It will.
Will you allow me to buy you glasses?
Yes. His fingertips skim my temples as he slides the frames back onto my face. Now that I can see, there isn't a doubt in my mind. You're Pete Steele.
Unfortunately.
His eyes meet mine.
And you are?
Jess.
Nice to meet you.
He shakes my hand.
Where's your phone?
My heart is beating too fast. I need to tell him to get lost, to pull back so I won't get hurt. My body won't allow it. My hands and arms move of their own volition. Before I know it, my phone is in his palm. He taps his number into my cell, then sends himself a text.
Jess what?
Jess James. Technically Jessica, I say. People called me Jesse James all throughout elementary school.
Sweet, innocent blonde on the outside, outlaw on the inside. I see it.
His lips curl into a smile. I melt. It's the most beautiful smile in the history of the world. He texts me an address.
Meet me at 1.
I wait for my judgment to kick in, but all I can feel is the flutter of desire in my stomach. Okay. His eyes meet mine.
You're gonna be all right, Jess. You look a little flushed.
I'm not used to breaking up sex in the bathroom. I play with my skirt. That girl was screaming loud enough to wake the dead. His smile turns cocky.
I've heard louder.
Really?
Yeah.
He pushes himself out of his seat.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you then. I rub my eyes, pinch myself to see if I'll wake up from this daydream. But I'm not daydreaming. That's Pete Steele. He knows my name. And he's buying me glasses tomorrow. What happened to my normal life? Chapter 2. My tiny North Hollywood apartment is cruelly without air conditioning. 60 seconds after my shower, I'm hot and sticky. Screw pajamas. I plop in bed naked. Even my thin cotton sheet is too much. I try to sleep, but my thoughts weigh on me. What if the loan doesn't go through? There's no way I'll pay for school. And Dad hasn't called back. Is he drinking again? I'm not there. How is he going to hold it together on his own? Just once. I want to forget how to think. I want to be like that girl in the bathroom at the bar, completely in my body, screaming in ecstasy. Nathan never made me feel like that. Mostly, I was worried if I was doing it right, if I was good enough for him. But Pete? I bet he could make me forget about everything besides his hands, his mouth, his cock. My cheeks flush. I might as well work off some of this energy. I'm hot, but it's not from the temperature. It's the thought of him. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I usually have to try so hard to concentrate if I want to come. But thinking of him is seamless. I'm already halfway to an orgasm. My eyelids press together as I slide my hand between my legs. I think of him, here, in the bed with me. I think of his strong hands trailing over my breasts, his soft lips on my neck, his hips rocking against mine as he pulls our bodies together, as he buries himself deep inside me. The air conditioning pours over me as I step inside the coffee shop. A sigh escapes my lips. That feeling is heaven. There he is, sitting in the corner, his long bangs hanging in front of his piercing brown eyes. Even in dark-washed jeans and a light T-shirt, Pete is magnetic enough he glows. But he's not alone. There's a couple with him, a young woman with a cool, edgy pink ombre bob, and a man with dark blonde hair. He looks familiar. Oh, shit, that's Tom Steele, the Sinful Serenade drummer. For a second, I forget that Madison and I are not on speaking terms, and I imagine her turning bright red and squealing as I explain that I not only met Tom and Pete Steele, but actually had coffee with them, actually made myself the next notch on Pete's bedpost. Then I remember and my stomach twists. My lunch threatens to make a reappearance. I'm not sure what hurts more, that the only person in the world I trust betrayed me, or that we're still not on speaking terms. My shoulders tense. I miss her as much as I hate her.
Hey.
His voice cuts through the quiet room. The deep, steady timbre makes my knees weak. I nod my own hey and make my way to his table. The woman with pink hair smiles at me.
Hi, I'm Willow.
She offers her hand to shake. We didn't mean to crash your date. We just moved and, we were picking up some stuff at Pete's place and he mentioned he was meeting someone here. It's not like we're spying, I swear. Just this place has the best mocha. Do you like chocolate?
Yes, but not with coffee.
I smile. She's obviously spying, but it seems like she has good intentions.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. It's nice to finally see Pete with someone.
So, your dress is pretty. Mod cloth?
I nod. The light-haired guy laughs.
She means to say that it's nice seeing Pete with someone who isn't trashy.
Tom, that's not it. And who the hell are you to talk? She stammers. It's a really nice dress.
Yeah, Aiden will be glad you're finally with a nice girl. He might shut up for a solid 10 seconds.
Tom scowls. Pete cringes at the mention at this Aiden person. He clears his throat and points to Tom.
I'm sure you recognize Tom, my brother. He's known for his inability to mind his own business.
Tom mimes being stabbed in the gut. Willow laughs. Her gaze flits between her massive engagement ring and Tom. He stares at her with the same affection. Then his mischievous green eyes fix on me. I know that look. It's the way I used to look at the guys who were interested in Madison. He's protective. Must be the older brother. Though, come to think of it, the two of them look nothing alike. Tom turns to Pete.
Did you get bored of casual sex, or are you two meeting for an afternoon quickie?
Pete looks at me. He raises a brow. Play along? I nod. I can deflect attention from nosy family members. I have a lot of practice. I have work tonight. I don't have much time with Pete, so we should really get going. I smile at Tom. It's nice to meet you. Willow takes a hint. Yes. Enjoy your date. We were just leaving. She turns to Tom and whispers something in his ear. He laughs and turns back to me.
Don't know what time you get off work, Jess, but I'll put you on the list for our show tonight. It's a soundtrack release party. Very exclusive. You should come.
He laughs.
Well, I'm sure you'll come. But after that, if you want anything to do with Pete after he gets you off.
Willow shoots him a don't start look. Tom slides his arm around her, then makes eye contact with his brother.
Shit, this is fun. No wonder you assholes teased me so much about my whorish ways.
Willow rises to her tiptoes to whisper in Tom's ear. Only it's not quite a whisper. How about you get me off before my meeting? His eyes go wide.
Fuck yes.
He smacks her ass playfully, then pushes her to the door. She giggles and throws me a goodbye wave. Have fun. The room quiets as the door shuts. The energy shifts. The playful, adorable couple is gone. It's just me and Pete and all the intensity in his stare.
I'll put your name on the list,
he says.
The club's a quick walk from your bar.
I really do have work.
We don't go on until 10.
He motions to the menu.
What do you want?
I wipe the sweat from my brow. Something cold.
Specifically?
Iced latte. Extra ice. I need something freezing cold if I want any hope of spending the afternoon with him without melting into a pool of desire. The optical shop is just down the street. Only it's closed. It's closed on Tuesdays. Without a word of explanation, Pete pulls out his cell phone and taps a text message. He nods. I've got this. A moment later, there's a friendly sales associate unlocking the door. She smiles at Pete and shakes his hand eagerly. Mr. Steele, it's so nice to see you again. This must be your friend. She turns to me. Jess, right? I nod. Nice to meet you. She doesn't introduce herself. Let me know if you need any help. I'll be in the back finishing some bookkeeping. She blushes as her eyes meet Pete's,
but she says nothing about it. You can grab me once you've made your selection, and I'll measure your prescription. She disappears into the back room. You have the power to open closed retail stores? I ask.
I don't like to cause a scene when I shop,
he says.
So I called ahead, promised I'd promote the place on social media.
You do this every time you go shopping?
Only on occasion.
You're a private guy for someone who fucks people in bar bathrooms. His lips curl into a cocky smile. He's proud of himself. For the public sex or for getting that girl to scream at the top of her lungs. Hard to say. And contemplating the subject further will do nothing to cool me down. I try to focus on the massive selection of glasses. There must be 1,000 pairs in every shape and every color of the rainbow. I try 12, sorting them into no's and maybes. Pete stays a few feet behind me, giving me space to browse. My eyes catch his in the mirror. What happened to that woman from yesterday?
She left when we were done.
Do you... I switch to a pair of rectangular frames. Do that a lot? He cocks a brow.
It depends on what you mean by that.
Have one-night stands?
Last few months, yeah.
Usually I avoid getting into other people's business, but I want to know more about him. Can I ask you something personal? His voice is light, teasing.
If you look me in the eyes instead of looking at the mirror.
I turn and take a step towards him, so I'm close enough I can see all the details of his face. It didn't seem like you were enjoying yourself.
That's not a question.
Were you enjoying yourself? He shrugs.
It was fine.
Just fine? That girl was screaming like she was having the best lay of her life. My eyes catch his. I'd never in a million years ask anyone else this question. But I feel like I can talk to him. It's dangerous. Again, I try to convince myself to pull back. It doesn't work. This tiny hint of intimacy feels good. I want more of it. I stare back into his dark eyes. Why didn't you enjoy it?
Wasn't good sex.
Pete moves closer. His fingers brush my wrist.
There's sex where you're there, in the moment. All your attention on your partner, on the pleasure spreading over her face as she groans your name and rakes her nails across your back.
My knees go weak.
Then there's sex where you show up, close your eyes, and stay in your head, focused on the idea of somebody.
He leans in to whisper,
That woman wanted to fuck Pete Steele, famous bassist. She didn't give a shit about the actual guy. What I liked, what I wanted.
I swallow hard.
I don't blame her. I knew what I was getting into. I made sure she came. But it wasn't good sex.
Holy fuck. Can sex really be that good? I'm hot everywhere. I open my mouth to respond, but my tongue refuses to move. Okay. Glasses. Need to pick out glasses before I melt. I move to the next wall and try another 20 pairs. This time I find 3 maybes.
I do see your point.
His voice softens.
I saw Miles and Tom fuck their way through fans, and I swore to myself I'd never do that.
Miles?
Our singer. But you already knew that.
My cheeks flush, guilty as charged. Okay, Pete isn't bullshitting me. I won't bullshit him. Somehow. It must be possible to have an honest conversation that isn't couched in white lies that properly deflect attention. My sister has a crush on you, I say. I try to shrug off the tension forming in my shoulders, but it doesn't work. It still hurts. She talks about Sinful Serenade all the time. She's 12 pictures of you on her wall.
Anything good?
Good how? He cocks a brow and tugs his t-shirt an inch up his stomach. It's quick, a flash, but I can make out the V-lines just above his skinny jeans. No, you're very modest, in photographs.
Only in photographs?
I've known you for about 12 hours. His stare is a playful challenge. You've mostly talked about what a good lay you are. My cheeks flush, but I maintain most of my confidence. I'm not saying you aren't, but...
You'd like to find out.
It's a statement, not a question. Are you offering? He stares back at me.
I might.
What's stopping you?
Haven't decided if you're interested in me or my fame.
What if I'm interested in your body and the other two don't matter to me?
That's cold, Jess, writing off my personality like that.
He smiles, but there's a hint of sadness in his eyes. It's almost like he believes that I am writing off his personality, that I couldn't possibly be interested in anything besides his body or his fame. He blinks and it's gone. Then he's close enough that I can't think anything. His whisper sends goosebumps down my spine.
There's no question. We both know you're interested in my body.
Okay, that's as much confidence as I can muster for the afternoon. I bring my stacks of maybes to the counter in the center of the room and narrow it down to three pairs of glasses. I try the pastel pink pair. It's pretty, sweet, feminine.
Those are perfect,
he says. My ex would always tell me not to wear girly stuff, that I needed to grow up.
He sounds like an asshole.
That's easy to say now that he's my ex. But I was with him a long time. I was sure I loved him, that he loved me. He was an asshole, but he was charming, too. Funny. He always could convince me he knew best, that he was looking out for me rather than trying to get his way. Things were okay, until I got into law school at USC. He asked me to choose, him or school. But he didn't even wait for me to answer him, just started sleeping with my sister. How could I have been so wrong about him? My chest heaves as I exhale. I want to share this insight with Pete. It's not like me. Usually I keep my feelings under lock and key. It's safer that way. I try to change the subject. He was charming, but he was a snob. Made fun of me for reading young adult. He couldn't stand that I had a poster of Katniss Everdeen in my room.
Jess, I expect better from you. That's inexcusable. What kind of asshole doesn't love Katniss?
I laugh. You read YA?
I read everything.
He cocks a brow.
Even the dirty stuff.
Another laugh escapes my lips. That flutter in my belly builds. I like him. Not because he's famous. Not because he's hot. There's something about him. This steadiness to his voice. This confidence in his expression. I feel like I can be myself with him. I've never felt like that before. Ever. His eyes stay glued to mine.
You should read whatever you like. With all due respect, I've only known you 12 hours and I can tell you need to let your hair down.
Should I come to your work and fuck a guy in the bathroom there?
Sure, but you're not going to shock anyone. I've heard every guy in the band and most of the people in the crew have sex.
You wouldn't send a peon to break it up?
No, I'd listen. Nothing I like better than listening to a beautiful woman come.
My cheeks flush. He'd listen to me. That mental image returns. Him pressing me against the bathroom wall, one hand digging into my hair, the other between my thighs. Pete shakes his head.
Jess, if you're going to think about me naked, you could at least have the decency to describe the scenario to me.
I stammer something incomprehensible. I suck down my iced coffee, but it's no help cooling me off. I'm still melting. Better change the subject. No, I'm going to law school in the fall. I cross my fingers. I know the gesture doesn't change the chances of my loan going through, but I'll take any ounce of luck. And getting caught having sex in public is frowned upon.
I'll make sure you don't get caught,
he teases. The flush spreads to my chest and stomach. Must focus on picking out frames. That, or I'm going to push him onto the couch in the corner, rip off his jeans, and take him right here. The pink glasses are cute. But are they too cute? I try them again and glance at Pete. What do you think? Too librarian?
Sexy librarian.
Really?
Yeah. Like you're going to drag me to the erotica section and read aloud until I take you against the wall.
You're trying to make me blush. He shakes his head.
If I was trying to make you blush, I'd explain in detail.
Go for it.
You sure?
I nod.
I'd press you against the wall and take off your cardigan, one button at a time. Then I'd tug your bra out of the way and drag my hands over your tits until you were licking your lips and groaning my name. I'd wait until you were begging to f-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?